Cuba and much more. Today is Thursday, September 7, 2023. The Solidarity Movement in New York has managed to increase with more and more young people in what activist Manolo de los Santos describes as a confluence of identity and energies. In an interview with Prensa Latina, Manolo de los Santos, leader of the People's Forum Project, said that Cuba has been increasingly supported because of the complex context generated by the economic measures against it. He stressed that their struggles are closely linked to those of the Cuban people, that what they are fighting for there, which is a fairer system, is precisely what Cuba has been fighting for during six decades. He added that the upcoming UN General Assembly will be the perfect setting for those in solidarity with Cuba because it will allow direct interaction with representatives of the Cuban people, he added. In De Los Santos' standpoint, most Americans know that Cuba is not a threat to national security. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel received this Wednesday the main members of the Chinese delegation participating in the 12th meeting of the Joint Working Group on Biotechnology between both countries. He confirmed to the Chinese delegation the island's will to continue supporting the growth, development, and consolidation of that cooperation. The president proposed as another line of development the creation of biotechnology joint ventures in Cuba, which in his opinion will allow the market for Latin America and the Caribbean to work together. For his part, the Secretary General of the National Development and Reform Commission of China, Wu Hao, stressed that the exchange between the two countries is a model, an example of bilateral cooperation in other commercial, economic, and productive sectors. The 12th meeting of the Cuba-China Joint Working Group on Biotechnology, which is currently in session in Havana, is attended by a delegation from the Asian country with more than 40 representatives of the government and business sector. The confidence in Ghana's future, thanks to men and women trained in Cuba, was expressed by the country's former First Lady, Nana Konadu Eijman. On the 40th anniversary of sending the first group of Ghanaians to Cuba to be trained, Eijman recalled passages about the creation of the program and subsequent insights during a commemorative ceremony held on September 2 at the Cuban Embassy in Ghana, according to a press release sent to Prensa Latina by Cuban Ambassador Anechao Garcia. The text specified that members of the Association of Ghanaian Graduates in Cuba, headed by its president, Philip Bentil, the Secretary General of Ghana Socialist Movement, as well as prominent journalist Kwesi Pratt, among others, attended the event. Several of Ghanaian graduates spoke at the ceremony, among them the director of the Cape Coast University Hospital, Eric Coffey, who recalled how they learned to work and study, as well as to eat Cuban food and to love the Cuban people. A video message sent by the president of the Cuban Institute of Friendship with the Peoples, Fernando González Llort, was screened on the occasion of the commemoration, in which he reiterated his gratitude for Ghana's constant support, such as the shipment of medicines in 2022 when Cuba was facing devastating effects. Chao Garcia, on the other hand, acknowledged that in nearly 64 years of relations between the two countries, education for generations of Ghanaians is one of the most valuable resources. The Chancellor of Panama, Janaina Tewani, confirmed that she will participate in the G77 in China summit that will meet in Havana on September 15 and 16. The head of Panamanian diplomacy said she was very excited about the appointment of the president of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, to represent him at that meeting. Tewani also praised Cuba's convening power for that two-day meeting and stated that given the broad participation of nations from the African continent, she hopes to advance the establishment of relations with many of them without mentioning which ones. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.